welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. How's it going?
Hey. Oh, it's good.
This is episode 81, season 2, episode 36. Hello.
Wow.
Again.
We're getting up there.
I know. Well, I realized that you were probably waiting for me to say that because there was like this pause. And I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't say the episode. Hello. Anyway. What's
up? It's all good. I've lost count.
It's all good, man. What's up?
If you didn't say it at the top of the show, I wouldn't know. And arguably, I probably wouldn't care. Like, it's fine. We've done a lot of shows.
I care. I like it for the chronology.
I care for number 100.
All right. Well, that's
true. We have to start thinking about what 100's going to be.
We have to start thinking about when 100's going to be.
Well, it's going to be in 19 weeks.
Possibly a little more for weeks off.
Some of us have obviously started to think about it.
Yes. I have a baby here who had his shots yesterday and is still fussy a day and a half later.
That's okay. I get pretty fussy a few days after I get like a flu shot or something too. I get it.
So that's what's going on here. But yeah, how was everybody's week? I other than my shots, I've just resumed pretty much, you know, what I didn't get to last.
Yeah, what's in the old notebook?
The notebook is pretty packed tonight. We have a big show for you guys. We've got theft talk and hitchhiking stories and other things.
All the hits.
As I'm burping a baby who...
Nice.
Because that's how we do.
Because that's how we do on the broadcast. But yeah, this past weekend, I went on a ball quest.
What's that?
Witches.
So, I don't know.
You were on a quest for balls?
I went on a ball quest.
What kind of balls?
A stability ball. And here's why. Okay. So, back in college, in my senior year or whatever, my friend Stephanie and I started doing the Gunnar Peterson core workouts DVDs, and they were awesome, right? Like, seriously, the best workout. And it came, the packet came with, you know, these DVDs with the cheesiest 90s of all 90s, even though it was made in like 2003 or whatever.
Yeah, still technically the 90s.
It's amazing. So I came across it on YouTube, and I had always been thinking this exercise ball that I got as... in that has been like the best stability ball I've ever gotten in my entire life. And I can't like talk enough about how that was like my, what is it? Like your white whale or something of your elusive kazoo, whatever it is. I've always wanted to find this ball, and I'm struggling to like get back in shape after the baby's been born. Like I just cannot lose the last 10 pounds. And it's like, not even like, I don't feel like I'm like plateauing completely. Like I realize it's only been 2 weeks, so I need to shut that fuck up. But I really want this ball back. And I was thinking fondly of those workouts. So I found them on YouTube, and I searched high and low over the internets to find this ball. And I spent hours doing it. And Jay was like, you're still, like, he came in at, like, 7 o'clock at night, like, I was feeding Alex on my bed, and he was like, you're still looking for this fucking ball? And I was like, I've been doing it since, like, 2 in the afternoon. So I found the manufacturer of them.
Nice.
I found it new on eBay, but it was part of the whole set, which I have the DVDs, and I have still at my parents', and I found it on YouTube. So long story short, I ended up just sucking it up and buying it today from eBay. And I'm really, really excited to get my perfect stability ball quest success.
Good. That's a happy ending.
Thanks. My ball quest had a happy ending.
Exactly. So yeah. That's what she said.
As they all should. Don't always.
Sadly. Just got to be gentle with it. Like very, very lighter the touch, the better it is.
Fair.
Well, so you had a lot of balls on the weekend. I went to a dick-themed Dirty 30 party.
Ooh.
That's a great idea. Good concept.
Yeah. One of my friends, Tasia, who's also a listener of the show. Hey, Tasia.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Happy Dirty 30.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. She... it was her birthday on Friday, and it was really, really fun. She rented out this this little like wine tasting place that she likes to go, and it's cool. I'd only been there actually once before, which was silly, but it's like in a little house. So you're like literally in this little house, even like in the bathroom, there's like a shower. Cause it's like, fun. You know, once upon a time, like was a house.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Cause it was like just us there. And there were a lot of dicks everywhere. Yeah. Fan of the big D. So like there was silly putty that you could make dicks out of. And I was really impressed by people's creations. There was a banana dick, for example.
Are there pictures somewhere?
There are. I posted a couple on Instagram, but on Instagram you can only post 10 at a time. So like,
there's not that many dick pics.
Post all of the dick pics because they were
just pick your favorites.
Yeah. I'll post maybe some other ones because it was really.
And you put those on Facebook too, right?
I posted the Insta ones like on Facebook.
Can you imagine what like your analytics say about you? Like, love silly putty dick pics.
I recently went through all of that shit and like erased all of it and cleared all of my history and all of the things that Facebook thought I was interested in. Put my like took away my political views because apparently Facebook compiles that on you also.
Oh yeah,
no surprise. I was classified as very liberal.
Oh my god, I'm so surprised.
No one.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I guess now it's probably starting again because I'm sure like you clear all that shit out and then it
starts
then
again.
Although who knows what's going to happen.
I looked at mine too. I didn't delete anything though because I didn't finish going through it. And I thought it was fascinating. Some of the stuff that it was like one of the categories was literally male who has a birthday within 3 to 27 days or something like that. Like friends what? With so I, close I friends with a male that has a birthday coming up, so I get targeted ads like for birthday gifts for men. And
what the fuck? No way.
Mm-hmm.
I should go through mine. I didn't even think to do that.
They are. It's fascinating, and some of them have actually helped me. Like I actually got a Father's Day gift from my dad a year or so ago based on a targeted ad from Facebook. So I can't bring myself to totally delete all of them.
Right.
I'm like what the fuck does Russia care if I have a friend who was born sometime in April? So.
Oh man.
But some of it was fascinating, the stuff that they had just broken me down to. And I'm sure, well, I don't know if Shandy, you looked at it quite the same way that I did.
It was just like delete, 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 yeah. Delete, 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 right. Delete.
Shandy was clutching her pearls as she was doing it. I was like, bring on the margaritas. What a great way to spend a Saturday other than searching for balls.
I'm curious. I'm going to have to go through mine.
Yeah, it is interesting. I would definitely recommend that you do that. But now, since I've basically like put it back to zero, then yeah, all of the analytics that exist on me right now are like dick pics.
I mean, starting off to a great start.
Well, silly you get dick pics.
Shandy, you get to control your narrative now.
Yep,
that's right. Yes,
I've taken back control.
Uh-huh. So yeah, there was that. One of the other dick-related themes at the party was like some of the food also. For example, there are these little appetizers which were like little pickles with like a half olive on each side.
Oh cute.
That's fun.
Penis. It was, yeah,
that's also a lot of work.
I know, a lot of thought and work. And
did she do it all herself? I hope she had friends help her.
She did this with a friend or two and her mother.
Oh, that's really sweet.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
Pretty sweet. So that was a fun time. And then on Sunday, yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. By the way, her mother is gorgeous and apparently like almost 60. I was just like, wow, I want to look like that when I'm 60. I want to look like that right now. Very, very beautiful.
I spend too much time in the sun to look like that when I'm 60.
Yeah. I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah, that too.
But anyway, that was the fun, silly part of my weekend. And then on Sunday, I ran 20 miles. So that's done.
Damn, check. Girl, damn.
That's right. Now you're tapering.
That's right.
Right. I mean, so that's as far as you go, or do you have another longer run?
No. Now she goes down.
That's right.
I re-listened to the 12 minutes that you guys spent talking about tapering. So.
I don't really remember.
Yeah, I'll run like 8 miles on Wednesday, so that's like still a normal Wednesday run. But then as of Sunday, I'll be tapering for the rest for the next couple of weeks. So I'm glad that that's done. It was kind of weird. Like, we went super late. Did not mean to do that. It's really weird to get back from a 20-mile run at like 8:30 at night. Maybe 8:30 or 9 at night. It was really weird. Usually I run like first thing in the morning. But anyway.
That's fair. Whatever, it's like you got to like eat afterwards. You got to like refuel.
Exactly. And then like I don't know. I had a hard time sleeping. And just like the next day I was just so fucking exhausted. Like more than usual. And I really think it is because it was like the very end of the day. But anyway. Yeah. That's done.
And you ran 20 miles. Right. I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Right. Yes. Oh, well, I see your 20 miles and I decrease it to 2.
That's nice.
Right. I ran 2 miles without stopping.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
No, it's not. It's really just like base level what a human should be able to do. But I was pretty pleased.
That is awesome. Is it nicer now in New York?
No, it's really not.
No, it's not.
Really not. And it was just like, dude, you gotta do this. Like, you just suck it up. I waited to the middle of the day till it got like as warm as it was gonna get. So it was like sitting at like 44 and I think it felt like 38. And I was like, screw it. I'm gonna buckle up and I'm gonna do it. But it was one of those and I mean, you probably don't know because you're a frequent runner, but for any other infrequent runners out there, it's like you definitely, when you're getting back into shape, you have those runs where the whole thing feels like torture and you feel like you're just being stabbed by a million tiny like pencil knives. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have like that random run where just like your body's like, yeah, let's do this. And like, you just feel really good. And it was one of those. And I just felt really good.
Good.
And my splits were really consistent. Like, everything was all about like between 10 and 10 and a half,
nice.
Which when I'm in my best shape, I'm probably like a 9:30. Like, I'm a 9.5 minute miler. Like, when I'm in real shape, which is, you know, years from now. So that was good.
Awesome. Awesome. I keep like, I have a sticky note on my desktop, like a electronic sticky note to like give you the final project of what I owe you of like your training program.
But then, no rush.
But then I keep telling myself like, oh no, it's still snowing in New York.
I know. Well, and that's what I keep saying too, but I'm sort of like, it's like I have bad joints, so it's just like I want to really ease myself into it, because even that, like, I felt really good and I had that great like runner's high afterward, but then it's like my knee kind of hurt and like my foot kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, you stop that, buddy. You stop that.
Aw. But, hey, I am super excited for you, though. Like, honestly, don't say that that's like the basics of what a human can run, because there are people that can't do that. So you should be really super proud of yourself.
That's true. I said I was going to do it. And
totally.
Yeah.
It's 2 miles more than everyone who sat on the couch.
That's true. It's 2 more than I was planning on doing.
So there you go.
Awesome.
There you go.
But I'm trying.
Oh, and if you need something to listen to while you're now doing these runs.
This is for your Janice.
This is for your Janice, yes. So my good friend Tasia, who just had the dick themed Dirty 30, turned me on, quite literally, pun intended, to this podcast that if you are a Harry Potter fan, you might have heard of, which I had not, though. It's called the Potter Erotica Podcast.
Oh, I had not.
And it's a couple of people, started out 2, and now there's like 3, who like have their roots in like improv, and they read different like Potter Erotica on the podcast.
Like,
and
like sort fiction, of like fan fiction.
Fan fiction?
Yes.
Wow. That's
so funny.
Like different fan fictions. And
that is so funny.
of all different kinds, and they read it like chapter by chapter. Like they'll do like a little series of like, you know, for a couple of weeks, it'll be like whatever story by whomever in the fanfic community. And they'll like, they get permission and everything by the authors, but then they read them on the podcast, but then also like sort of comment like as they go. And since, you know, they have their roots in like improv, like they're really funny. So the commentary is really funny. So I just started listening to that. I'm super excited about it. Although I will say the very first little season series, whatever, was about Hermione and Snape. Mm. So like I did like an episode and a half and I was like, you know what? This one's not for me. That's okay. Now I'm fast forwarding into this.
Ooh, we got Robot Shandy, Westworld Shandy.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time, I suppose. We made it pretty far this week.
You were talking about erotica, so it got a little. It thought you were saying electronica.
Got a little dicey.
So. Yeah, right. I can auto tune you.
Did you hear me say that the first one I had to skip because it was Hermione
yes,
and
yes,
Snape?
Yes, we heard that.
Anyway, check it out, Amanda and all of the listeners. And
okay.
I think I might. That sounds funny.
I know, that does sound
funny. Yeah.
while you were talking, I totally wrote pen on myself. Oops.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you know, by accident. I was opening my pen cap.
Well, I figured as much. I figured it wasn't intentional.
No.
If you said you like wrote on Alex or something, I'd be like, well, that makes more sense. You know, like the fear of losing your kids, you like write on them.
Well, he did, to be fair, he did fall asleep first.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it's his fault for not knowing the rules yet.
I mean, come on now. poor kid, though. He was all fussy and miserable. He slept most of yesterday, and today you could just tell it was really sore and bothering him because he got 3 injections and then like the mouth one. So
the mouth one, they like, give you an injection in the mouth?
No,
now?
No. It's whatever the vaccine is. It's oral.
Oh,
it's I feel like I don't know which one it is. It's something though. Maybe it's the vitamin K, not the K. The one that's the one they do at birth. It was one. I think it might have been a booster for one of the ones that they do at birth. Maybe a hepatitis one? I'm not really sure. Mm. But I did have one. I picked one story from last week that I didn't get to that I wanted to.
Can Make it short.
Okay. I can do my one story.
Okay. I'm going to set a timer.
But everybody's got to promise that they're going to laugh. So
I can't make that kind of promise.
Okay. So you know how Zach was like super sick?
Yeah.
Okay. So he was sick going into Easter Sunday, and on the night before Easter, we thought that he was out for a while, and we were watching West Wing and enjoying an adult beverage, and I made the Easter baskets up, right? And I put them on the floor, one for Alex and one for Zach, and, you know, I put them on the floor in front of us and just chilling, and then, you know, we hear Zach wake up. So he wakes up, and not only does he wake up, we get him back. He throws up like 3 or 4 times, right? It, you know, doesn't, it's just,
poor guy.
Yeah. We get him all cleaned up. Like, you know, we change the sheets. We, you know, take him in the shower and we like, you know, get him all like cleaned off or whatever. And then he's miserable. He's shaking because his, you know, he's got a high fever. So we let him come and sit out. We're like, you can come and watch TV with us, you know. So while you like calm yourself down, because he wasn't going to go to sleep right away because it had been like a big ordeal and he was like awake. So, you know, we get him all set up on the couch and he's snuggling with me. And then he looks down and goes, the Easter Bunny came.
Oh, no.
And I was like, shit. Oh, my God, he must have come while you were throwing up.
He's very sneaky in that way.
Maybe he knew that you were distracted in the shower and thought that you needed to feel better. So he came or she came early. No. That's what she said. Yes, Matt, I know. So Jay gives me like the look like you done fucked up. I was like, yeah, I did. Oops, parenting fail. So I explained it away and he wants to like open it. And I was like, no, you have to wait for Alex to be awake. And I'm sure the Easter Bunny doesn't want you to open it until Easter morning. So don't.
It's bad
you know.
Luck. It's bad yeah. luck if you open it before Easter morning.
Exactly. So OK, fine. We get him to do that. And then The next day, all he could talk about how was the Easter Bunny came while he threw up. And he talked to my parents for Easter, and he was like, Grandpa, Grandma, the Easter Bunny came and I threw up.
Oh, man.
So parenting fail. But Jay and I had a debate. When you guys, and I'm wondering if you guys are going, if your answers are going to be in line with my theory. When you were younger, what was your Easter morning tradition with an Easter egg hunt? Did you do an Easter egg hunt? Yes or no?
Yes.
Shanty pants.
I think sometimes, but not always, but I do think there always was one at church. So I guess yes.
Okay. Were your Easter egg hunts inside or outside? The ones your parents did outside. With you? Amanda.
Outside, unless it was raining. There was a few years it had to be inside.
We were all weather people.
Okay.
Yeah. No, the Russells did
it
not.
It could have been snowing.
Epic. Epic Easter egg hunt. Actually, and we do it today. We do it still with my cousin's kids. And this past year, I hid an egg so well it got lost.
Ooh.
Actually, that's not true.
Bob's Burger
episode. Like Gilmore Girls.
I hid my cousin Jillian's eggs, and they were like, Jilly can't find her last egg. Like, I'm like, no. I'm like, I know they are hard, but they weren't that hard. Like, it's there.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said. It was just, it had fallen like behind something. And I'm like, see, I knew. Like, someone like went looking for it and pushed it down like inside a tree.
Mm-hmm. Likely story.
Yeah. No, Russell family doesn't play.
Okay.
It is serious business.
That's interesting. My Easter egg hunts were always inside growing up.
What?
And I just assumed that we would do one for Zach if he was feeling better inside. So, you know, when we're preparing the baskets, I was like, do you want to hide the eggs? Do you want to get up really early and do it, or just want to hide it tomorrow when he's not looking? Because, you know, they're hard-boiled eggs. And
oh, you do hard-boiled eggs? You don't do the plastic ones?
No. Growing up, we always did. My parents just got up early and hid the hard-boiled eggs. Everybody picked an egg. See, now I'm starting to think that maybe my parents were just lazy about it.
My grandma would save quarters all year long for the Easter egg hunt.
Okay, see, now
you got
no.
quarters?
Yeah, because you get the plastic ones and you put candy and quarters in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's what Jay did
candy
too.
Candy and quarters.
That's what
Jay's... guys, we could really go into it. Like, everyone had one special egg that had like a $5 bill in it.
Wow.
And then you had general. Ones that just had, you know, like a, you know, fun size candy and some quarters. It was divided between the big kids and the little kids. Like it was an ordeal.
Okay, mine was.
We
not
did not have
like that
kind of money. There were no $5 eggs.
I think I'm exaggerating. I think it was a dollar, but still,
regardless,
I think you walked away kind of with maybe like $6 each. But again, yeah. She saved quarters all year long.
That's
all year long
to something. Okay,
she would save them quarters.
I think, Colleen, I think we did some hard-boiled eggs too, but I
yeah, we would pick our egg, we would write our name on it, and that would be the ones that the Easter Bunny would hide. And of course, I've told the story about how the Easter Bunny brought me a sports bras one year instead of candy, instead of chocolate. I've told that story before on here.
Economical.
Not even that. We were in high school and we were all complaining.
You did tell this is a new story. If you told it, I was not listening.
I feel like I would have remembered it.
Okay, so we were in high school and everybody was complaining about, like, you know, high school girls being fat or whatever. So the Easter Bunny was trying to be conscientious and sensitive to that, and she got us sports bras instead of chocolate candy, which of course did not quite have the reaction that they were going for.
Right.
Because everyone was like, no, you do think that we're fat.
Oh my God. And
so my poor mom couldn't win for anything that year.
No.
And I still bring it up all the time. I'm like, remember that year that the Easter Bunny got us? But you know what? I still wear all those damn sports bras.
That's amazing that they're still like.
Oh, they're not.
In shape.
Some of them are. Some of them are not.
So are they like sleeping sports bras? They're not like working out sports
no,
bras?
No, no. Two of them are still working out sports bras.
Damn.
A bunch of them are either sleeping or just around the house when.
Wait, like you sleep in a sports bra?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not all the time. I generally do not sleep with a bra at all, but
I'm so restrictive.
I know.
Well, that's the loose ones. You know, it's like I have ones that, yeah, for yoga and for sleeping if you're not at your own home and you need to be like modest.
I just have the real small boobs, don't need much. So it's perfect.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just was curious about everybody's Easter egg, though.
Right. Speaking of eggs,
we have spirals.
Have you guys read David Sedaris's Me Talk Pretty One Day?
Yes, it's one of my favorite books.
Okay. Because I was just, of course, this whole egg conversation is reminding me of like his experience in France and them talking about like, no, on Easter, the bells fly from Rome and like, that's the candy. It's not a bunny. But like, why would it make more sense for it to be bells? And it's a legitimate point of confusion.
Then it'd be like the Easter dog or something with like a bell on their collar.
No, it's just these bells. They fly by themselves. I think it makes more sense to at least have it be a living like being. But right. But the Easter bunny doesn't make sense either. But at least it's alive.
Right. I guess the Easter bunny is dumb, though. I'll give you that.
Right.
I was just wondering because my Easter egg hunts were nothing. Like Jay was shocked. He was like, "Why wouldn't we do it outside? Like they did outside all the time." And so that's just. I was curious because later that day, that same day we had the argument, or I'm sorry, that same night, I had seen in the Raleigh Moms Facebook group an argument that had happened earlier that day, and it was my husband and I had differing opinion on what the Easter bunny does. I grew up with parents hiding our eggs in the backyard. My husband grew up with them being hidden in the house first thing in the morning and was told the Easter bunny hid them. I always told my parents did it. He's from New York and I'm from California. So they had the exact same scenarios being from the same places, just like her husband's New York experience was the exact same as mine. And her California experience was the exact same as Jay's. So I didn't know if it was a weather thing or a coastal thing or something.
What if there's a correlation between a real egg and a plastic one? Because I wouldn't want to hide a real egg outside.
Well, I'm sure
I think
that's,
we definitely did that too.
I'm sure that's a part of it. But I was just wondering.
I don't know if it's a weather thing because like in Montana, you can easily have snow still in April.
Yeah.
I think of the West as being more outdoorsy, which is, realizing probably it's fair. Okay. I was going to say that's probably
I'm buying into that stereotype.
Probably an unfair stereotype, but I will, yeah. I don't know.
It's not negative.
Got more space out here.
That's a positive to be more outdoorsy. We should all enjoy the great outdoors. Well, I just have one.
Wait a second. As an East Coaster, I am offended because I'm outdoorsy. Thank you very much.
That's exactly what I meant. I don't want to offend
any East Coasters.
Any of the East Coasters who live, you know, with a whole bunch of people around in a small space, I don't want to offend you. talking about how much space we have out in the West. But yeah.
You do.
Anybody is interested in letting me know, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. I'm seriously curious. Please, thank you. Please and thank you. It's an egg quest. I had a ball quest, now I have an egg quest.
Fair.
All right. Should we do all the feedback? We got a lot of feedback, guys, so buckle in.
I think we better get to it.
All right. Whew, let's see what we can get to in the next hour. All right. Facey back. Woo! Speaking of, I'm going to see Justin Timberlake on January 8th, and my ticket was only like $48.
Oh, that's pretty good. Nice.
I know.
Wait, January?
January 8th.
It's April right now, right?
Uh-huh.
So next year.
Okay, so like next year. I was like, did I hear that right? Am I lost?
And I still really want to do the Hamilton in Puerto Rico thing.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Because that's the 8th through the 22nd.
Mm.
That's a pipe dream, though. I don't think that's happening, but
yeah,
it'd be so cool, though. Wouldn't it be so cool?
That'd be really cool. Puerto Rico. Oh, I'd love to go back to Puerto Rico.
I love Puerto Rico. I've been there 3 times. All paid for by my family, though. So I guess I went there twice with my grandparents on a family trip, and then when we went on a cruise for my parents' 25th anniversary, we stopped at San Juan for one of the ports. Okay, there, facey back. Woo! So we had a lot of feedback about the voicemail, the very infamous voicemail. And I do apologize. If you listen to that and are not listening to this anymore, Well, boo on you. If, because yeah. you're not listening to this. If you are, cool. Glad to have you still with us. Matt said, well, that was a hard pivot with the voicemail at the end. Mike said, I've never been more ashamed of New Jersey. And JP followed up with, there's nothing in New Jersey to be ashamed of, with a picture of him meeting Snooki.
who I told him the original deplorables, the Jersey Shore crowd.
Oh, well, you know, that might not be far off. We call Alex like little Guido because he has my skin tone and he's got like the round face. I was saying that he does the gym with me now because he sits there while I work out and he does the laundry with me. And he's got the tan. And he's got the tan. So he's my little gym tan laundry baby. Aww. Oh, and then there was this big discussion about Sarasota. And by big, I mean some people are close to it and some people aren't. And
a lot of people are.
The history of it. So
it took me a second to be like, why is everyone talking about Sarasota? And then to remember, like, oh yeah.
It's that place that we didn't know where it was.
No, you guys knew it was in Florida. I thought it was in New York.
No, Sarasota. I was just trying to make you feel more included.
At least I wasn't like, I've seen Dave Matthews Band in Sarasota like three times, man. Saratoga Springs, they play at the
I was like, is that something you would have said?
It could have been if I had thought of it quick sure. enough to say so.
Yeah.
John said, "Only on the broadcast can it come from go from birth control to guns." So glad I never went to college and joined a frat. I did get some feedback about the marina. One person said that I could actually read the feedback on air. The other person, I forgot to ask if I could, so I won't do that. But I did get I got a very positive bit of feedback from it. And then John sent me, one of our listeners, John said, I heard your inquiry on the broadcast about birth control. My wife has been on the Depo Provera for several years and loves it. She also has not had a menstrual cycle in over 3 years. The doctor said it was no worry. As we are in an open relationship, I have also had a vasectomy. The recovery time was also non-existent. The recovery time was non-existent. I went to the doctor's office at 8 a.m. and I was out by 8:15. There was, however, a 3-month period when we had to use protection, but it's an easy way to go. Feel free to use this on the broadcast. John from Houston. So, and then I asked him if the shot was covered by insurance because I was curious. And he said that the shot and the vasectomy were both covered by insurance. So I guess if you're thinking about doing that stuff, you should take advantage of it now because who knows right. what's going to happen.
Right.
A little bit more down the Handmaid's Tale road.
Right.
It will no longer be covered.
So, but the person that gave me the feedback about the IUD said they have also not gotten a period in a while and their husband also had a vasectomy. So I don't know, the allure of not menstruating is I've just went through a year of not doing it and I would very much appreciate I like that living.
I don't really get a period and I'm on a pill.
Wait, what are you on again? You're on the one that you do every 3 months or something, get a period?
Well, but I don't think it's due to the pill. I think that's just my body, how my body reacts on the pill. Like my body's just like, oh, okay, we don't have to do this. Great. We're not going to.
Okay. Just,
but curious. I'm on like low estrogen, like whatever the generic brand of low estrogen 24 is.
Okay. Well, I have an appointment, a separate appointment on the 30th. So I might just talk to her about it then and just pull the trigger, I guess, on something. Cause you know,
no, like thinking about, I was joking about the Handmaid's Tale stuff, but all of a sudden I have to pay for my birth control again.
You do?
What?
Yeah. And I need to like look into it. I also changed insurances, but that shouldn't affect that because that used to be a mandate.
Yeah, but it's not anymore. That got taken away.
Exactly. So, yeah, I need to see what's going on with that. But like, that's a very clear, like, how has your life changed since, you know.
Well, and like I said, I got lucky this year because my plan runs October 1st through September 30th. So with all those things were happening, my open enrollment for my plan and all that was already closed. So we got like locked in. Time where nothing changed, so I'm sure it'll be very different next year. But I better figure this out soon. Okay. Anyway, getting back to it, Janice said, "I'm crying at my desk because of Maggie's voicemail." JP had also said that hard to top last week's episode. The voicemail set the bar really high for quality that we should come to expect about important subject matters in today's society. My emotions are still recovering. I've listened to that part twice. Oh, and Maggie's voicemail was good too. he had messaged me privately after he listened to the show over the weekend and said that he was really, really moved by Maggie's voicemail. And it was a great voicemail, Maggie.
Right. It was very moving.
It was a great voicemail.
Yeah.
We were awesome.
Yeah, like I full on ugly cried. I'm sure Amanda can make a video of that too. And be like,
get
podcasters,
me the footage. I can make a GIF out of it.
Please don't. Janice said regarding taking medicine in schools, not only can they not carry their own medicine in school, but the school nurse can no longer give any medicine to kids, including Tylenol or Pepto. The only thing they can provide is a Band-Aid. So then, honestly, why are they there?
Right.
To call 911 in case somebody has a fever or something? Like, can they even...
Right. Like, it makes no sense. Was it just because the school's not liable?
I have no idea. Yeah, I'm sure there's something. Maybe there's somebody out there that's in administration that can explain that to us. Because that is curiouser and curiouser to me. I remember when the school nurse used to do scoliosis tests. I'm sure don't do that anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
And check for lice.
Yep, check for lice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which I believe one of our listeners mentioned that they spent their weekend doing that.
Yes, oh, no. I saw the snaps. I was going to say, I know my one of my nephews has some really severe food allergies. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but he has to basically carry around an EpiPen with him all the time. And the school that he goes to a private school. And I think part of the reason that his parents chose it was because they're really good with things like that. And they actually allow him to carry it on his person,
again,
not a public school. So, but yeah, what would you do? Like, he can potentially die.
Right. You know,
there's not the time to be like...
To get the nurse that can't do anything other than call an ambulance.
Exactly.
That is crazy. That is crazy. And then to finish up, we've got some Mattsplaining. on the subject of a certain show, I haven't gotten any of the broads to watch yet, despite knowing they'd love it. Not that I'm bitter or something. I saw Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Live, which was an absolute blast. Oh, Shandy! A Facebook group that we're in mentioned that town.
Yes.
And I was like, I know that town. We know that town.
I've been to that town.
We can never remember it when we have to pull it up, but we had it then.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yes. Absolute blast. Most of the cast was there, and the show went on about 2 hours long. they sung most of the best known songs and had the audience enthralled. Like, the audience lost it on the first line of every song. They made me feel like a casual fan.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I guess it
is. TV shows doing live sing-alongs performance. That's cool.
Yeah. And a female-created media worth watching is Killing Eve on BBC America, a cat-and-a-mouse espionage thriller adapted by Phoebe Walker-Bridge. It's called Fleabag on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like I saw something today on, my Facebook feed about that show. It's, the best show you're not watching.
Well, I'm sure now that we've set it into the microphone on Google Hangouts,
right,
gonna show
I'm
up
sure
in Shandy's Facebook feed.
Right. I'm getting an ad.
If you get that tomorrow, please screen cap it, Shandy.
I will.
Okay. And then finally, the last episode's That's What She Says. Are you calling about the banging? Maybe he is coming late at night and early in the morning because he wants to avoid me. And then I pulled him out of you.
Good Lord.
Honestly, I didn't even realize any of those sounded that bad.
It's really sometimes when you isolate them.
Yeah, out of context.
All right, let's get into some shemales. Let's start off with Andy this week, since we kind of put him off the last 2 weeks, and I feel terrible about that. So
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Andy writes us in Lost and Found, since we had been talking a couple weeks ago about weird places that we've lost things, and then found them. And Andy writes, "Hey, broads. No news on the Southern Front, but I wanted to wish Shandy a very belated birthday." Well, it's now more belated, but thank you, Andy. I know it's been almost a month, but I wanted to say happy birthday all the same. Besides, we're used to things happening much later in my life anyway. I do have a quick story about finding something you thought you lost. Really, it's just the punchline to the story. Here it goes. And then I woke up.
What?
You have no idea how many times that has happened to me over the years. There isn't a cold shower long enough to alleviate that frustration. Hopefully soon that will change, because it sucks that I literally can't get laid even in my dreams.
Oh, I know. I just got that too.
I understand. Damn.
I thought that he was just setting up an aristocrats joke.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry. I would say, Andy, you need to work on your lucid dreaming.
Right. I would say, I would suggest some melatonin. I feel like I always have like batshit crazy dreams when I take melatonin.
Yes.
So that might help. My dreams are always very surreal and cerebral when I've popped a melatonin pill.
Yes. I haven't taken melatonin in like 5 years, but I used to also get crazy dreams on it too.
Yeah. My coworker, it's same thing. I was like, I wouldn't take that. You're going to have crazy dreams. And it's like, we were waiting for a meeting today. She's like, oh my God, I had the craziest dreams last night. What did I tell you? Don't do it.
Good times. Yeah. I haven't taken it just because I haven't taken it since I was pregnant with Zach, and I've always had a baby, so I never want to get lost in melatonin land.
And I've always had a baby.
What do you take it for?
Helping you sleep. It's like a natural hormonal supplement or whatever that just helps you sleep.
It's like, is this like a pigment thing?
It's very confusing. No. It's just like a vitamin that's supposed to help you sleep.
Yeah. But you get like lost in like melatonin land. You get like drowsy and crazy dreaming. But,
right. And because of that, I don't find it terribly restful sleep.
Yeah.
Right. But you know what? None of those are. Because when you take like NyQuil or something, you always I'm always groggy for days, for hours after. When it
upsets your natural circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I haven't had the pleasure of being able to do any of that.
So don't take melatonin. Also, don't run 20 miles right before you go to bed.
Maybe that's what the melatonin will help you with.
Right. Rules to live by. You'll already be too tired. So like your brain's just like, ugh, can't do it.
Yeah, because it did help me sleep. But again, crazy dreams.
Maybe right.
That's your like a poor man's ayahuasca or something, if you want to have experiences.
Fair.
Minus all the puking and pooping yourself and needing a shaman to guide you through it.
Next email.
Be your own shaman. I nominate Amanda.
Okay. Our next email is from our good friend JP. More broad questions. Oh, goody.
Yay.
Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy, I thought we could have some more fun with random questions. Yay. Three this week, so I hope you enjoy. JP.
Woo-hoo.
Question number one.
Oh, how fitting.
What's the last dream you remember having? How apropos. We were just talking about dreams. pick one for each. Is that a second question?
This is number two, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it's set up. Okay. So let's, okay. What's the last dream you remember having?
This is going to sound really weird. So I dreamed about the podcast weekend, and I dreamed about, that Dennis had our favorite bar and grill that we go to, Linwood. Amanda, you've been there, I'm pretty sure. Possibly. Maybe. I don't know. Well, who knows? So
yeah, it's hard to say.
that they're like, it's like, it's a beer and sandwiches and pizzas. And it's like, you know, all, it's a bar.
Is that the
grill.
One with the roof, the rooftop?
Yeah,
or the one
yeah, rooftop.
With the fried pickles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, been there. Liked yeah. it.
Love it. Love that place.
Yeah.
Just was there the other day. But anyway, so I dreamed that we were had the podcast weekend, and Dennis brought them in to cater Italian food. And they don't really make Italian food, and it just tasted horrible. And I was like, I'm so sorry, guys. This is my favorite place, but I don't know why we went with the Italian. We could have just done, like, the hamburgers or the pizzas. They've got a great BLT and gourmet grilled cheeses. And I was, like, trying to explain and apologize to everybody, like, why the Italian from this bar and grill was so bad. And yeah, so that was the last dream that I remember having.
Huh. Nice.
I know I've had some recent dreams about like work and stuff, which is not okay with me. I don't usually dream about work. But I would say that like the latest one that I remember, it's really gross, actually.
Go
very
for it.
Odd. I don't usually have dreams like this either, but I was in my dream, I was like in some sort of like cabin. But, like, there wasn't a toilet. And so, I had to go to the bathroom. But I had to, like, first of all, it was, like, I had to take a shit. And I ended up, like, I had to, like, basically, like, shit into my hands. And I remember the feel of this giant poop.
Okay, I thought that gross was going to go a whole different way.
No, this is, like, weird gross.
Bathroom dreams make me nervous.
Why you think you're gonna wake up like pooping yourself in your bed?
Exactly. Especially if you can feel it. Like if you're like you felt like
I felt
poop in your hand.
It was very smooth, but also just really gross because it was like this giant poop. I mean, kind of like an egg, but like poop. And then I like had to put it in this like sink to dispose of it, and I don't really know why I couldn't just shit in the sink. But anyway, it was like this
because you had to piss in the sink, duh.
Obligatory, yeah, middle step that I had to like catch it with my own two hands. It was very strange,
so
but
you
it
had
was
a poop
very
egg,
satisfying.
And you put yeah. it in the sink, and it was satisfying.
Yeah, and then I woke up and didn't have to poop.
Interesting, mm-hmm. Amanda.
All right, so my okay. And so the most recent dream that I had over the weekend, sort of similar to Shandy, it was a work dream, not a pooping dream. Oh. But what was funny about it is like I spent all night working on a project like in my dream that like I actually am working on at work. Ooh. But the whole dream, I was trying to remember something that I was convinced I forgot. But the thing that I was trying to remember didn't exist. Oh. Like it wasn't a thing. So it was a very frustrating dream because I woke up exhausted. But the most recent dream that I can remember that was fun, and you have to thank my Artist Way morning pages for this because I would write down a lot of my dreams. This is fun because actually, again, Shandy, you were in this dream.
Really?
Yeah. So we were at this beautiful wooded space in the town where I grew up. That my church, the church we went to as kids owns, and like they would run a summer camp from it. And it's just like all sorts of beautiful hiking trails. And it's like available for members to go and like hang out. And so we were there. I don't know, I guess because I wanted to show it to you or something, but they had done some renovations since I'd been there last. So like there's like a volleyball field that's kind of in a, like a ravine in the woods, like kind of an opening in the woods that was now covered with like dance floor material.
Sparkly?
No, like just, you know, like wood ballroom. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Floor. So that whole space and then down into the trails were all like ballroom dance floor surface. And I was like, oh, it must be so that like little kids don't trip over
tree roots
and stuff. Yeah.
When they're dancing.
Yeah. And then we sort of went over to where like it's all kind of a big peninsula, but there's sort of a smaller side peninsula where there's like a few houses. There's like the groundskeeper's house. And then there's like a big house where they sort of run the summer camps out of, and they've got like rooms upstairs. But then there was like three additional houses that were on this land, and there definitely wasn't room for them. And then, because it's Long Island Sound, we have a lot of like rock formation mini islands that are sort of scattered, and there were houses on those, and those rocks were definitely not big enough to have houses on them.
Oh God.
And I was getting really upset because I was like, this is not what it's like normally. Like, it's usually very beautiful and very peaceful. And there's not all this construction. I don't know what they did.
I believe you.
But yeah, it was a funny weird dream, and you were there, and I was glad you were there to share it with me.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I'm always good for a dream. All right. Next question. Pick one of each. Hug, kiss, all in caps, punch, a puppy, baby panda, your significant other.
I do not.
I don't think it's I don't think it's
so
punch,
is it
puppy.
Hug, kiss, punch, one grouping, and then puppy, panda,
yes.
Significant other?
Yes. So like,
JP, you've got to be more clear on how you write this, man.
So it would be like, I saw the Tron game,
it's
and
like
I pick
Mary
punch
Kill.
Your so significant other. Like, I think it's like playing MASH, right? Punch your significant other.
It's like Mary, yeah, it's like Mary Kill.
Oh, I don't like this.
It's,
which is why I'm saying I do not understand the question and I will not answer it.
Okay, I will answer it because I think there's only one way to do this.
Okay, I got, yeah.
Okay, I would hug the puppy. No, wait, I take that back. I would kiss the puppy. I would hug the baby panda because it is a wild animal. I think if you put your face by it, it will rip it off. And I would punch my significant other because he could handle it.
You mean he couldn't attack you? He wouldn't like respond
and, well, because
like,
he's
by
a
biting
grown,
you?
Because he's a grown adult, and a puppy and a baby panda are babies.
Fair.
And it could be like a light little tap.
Yeah.
I would hug the puppy, kiss the panda, punch Jay.
I don't know. I think putting your lips that close to a wild animal is not a good idea.
I would kiss its back.
And run away just in case.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have like a horse back kick, so.
That's true. It probably would roll over and it would be really adorable and it would like roll around on its back because it couldn't get up.
Oh, yeah. There we go. See, we figured it out.
Yeah, see, that's easy.
And the final question?
And the final question. When you were a kid, what did you want to grow up and be? I wanted to work as an elevator operator and just push the floor buttons all day. That actually sounds like a great job.
Sounds like a great, fantastic
job. I once upon a time, I wanted to be Vanna White, so it's kind of
that's awesome.
Yeah. I wanted to be a tap dancer.
Oh, nice.
And sometimes I wanted to be a dog trainer. It went back and forth.
Oh, yes. I wanted to be a veterinarian in fifth grade.
Nice.
I wanted to be a reporter. I wanted to be like Lois Lane because I watched Lois and Clark, The New Adventure of Superman, and I wanted to do that.
That's fair. That's good.
I also bang Superman. The Dean Cain Superman, though. And then later the Brandon Roth one.
Yeah, probably more that one.
That one. Oh, man. If there wasn't a baby on my lap, I'd get a lot more graphic about that.
Well, that was fun. Thanks, JP.
Hey. Yeah.
Good questions.
All right. Let's do something. Let's keep on the fun train and play a voicemail from Desiree about hitchhiking.
Nice.
Hi, Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy. This is Dez and Astrid.
Hi.
Oh, yes.
She's
hi. I was just calling to send in some feedback because I haven't done it in so long. Hi. I was just going to keep saying hi. You guys were talking about hitchhiking in the last episode, and I just thought I'd call in and tell you the story that my dad told me about 10 years ago. When he was a teenager, he used to hitchhike all the time because, you know, it was the late 60s. It was a different time. he hitchhiked from where he lived in California, and he was probably just barely an adult, but he hitchhiked all the way over towards Florida. And, you know, when he got to Biloxi, he met some man, and the man's like, hey, you want to go do some drugs? And my dad's like, hey, yeah, let's go do some drugs. Cause you know, it's 60s, everybody was doing drugs. So, he went with a guy to do some drugs. Woke up 2 weeks later. Had no idea what happened during those 2 weeks. It was a drug-fueled blank in his mind. So wow. He said, I think I'm out of here. So he decided to get back on the road, hitchhike back over to New Orleans, and that's where he met his mom, my mom. They got together in New Orleans. Actually, they lived in the French Quarter, and they sold underground newspapers for a living. My parents were big-time hippies, as, in case you didn't know. But anyways, that's a cautionary tale for why you should not hitchhike. Although, it really technically wasn't the hitchhiking that was a problem. It was when he got to the destination, he met somebody. Right. You know, maybe that's a cautionary lesson for not going with strange people who said, hey, you want to do some drugs? Yeah, that's probably a better lesson right there. Anyways, I just thought it was kind of a crazy, funny story. My dad actually has a lot of crazy stories of things that happened. It was, you know, a different time where crazy shit was happening all the time. Anyways, thought you guys might enjoy that story too. Love you guys. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Wow. Oh my God. At least he had his kidneys.
That's amazing.
Like, at least he had all his organs when he...
Oh my God, seriously. Well, at least so he knows.
Yeah.
Check his body for random scars.
Oh yeah.
Holy hell.
Don't do drugs. Yeah. Uh-oh. Like, I think, like, don't do drugs. Don't do drugs with people you don't know.
Right. I think that's more the important one. Just people you don't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't accept candy from a stranger. Don't accept drugs. Oh, man.
All right.
Glad he made it out of that one.
Yeah, I know, seriously. So we have two things about cutting in line. The first is a bit of feedback from Janet, and it is the John Brian... Sorry, she starts by vindicating me that the John Brian-produced original album of Fiona Apple's Extraordinary Machine is by far the best version. I have to send that to Amanda. It really is amazing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you don't need to be vindicated. I don't doubt you. I've just never heard it.
Yeah, I know. That was my bad. I actually wrote it on my list to send to you and then never got to it. I apologize.
What a pal.
Yeah. And then she said that Shandy should have had me with her. I would have turned to the people that he cut in front of, right behind me, caught their eye, and then turned to this jerk and made a scene. Would have pointed to the people behind us and then put the best stink eye towards him and told him to go to the back of the line where he belonged. In fact, I have probably done this very thing at least a few times during my adult life. I know the anger she felt. It was justified.
Thank you, Janet. The confusing thing though too was that I was also simultaneously trying to figure out if this person like was indeed like a friend of my husband's.
Right, because you don't want to like embarrass.
Well, it's like, and how good of a friend?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
That's when I employed my speaking in French in front of people who don't speak it to be that asshole, because it really came in useful. Like, do you really know
Excellent.
This guy? What? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now we have a voicemail from Lori.
Hey, girls. It's Lori from New York, and I am just sitting here decorating cupcakes, listening to the broadcast. And I wanted to tell you a story very similar to Shandy's story about the guy cutting in line. I used to date some guy who worked, I guess, as a bouncer at, you know, some bar. And, you know, every once in a while, if it was slow, I would just kind of go up there and just sit with him up front. And all of a sudden, these two people that I went to high school with come in. And they, like, kind of smiled at me, you know, not really anything. And I was a little friendly with the girl in school. Like, we used to carpool to Kick Line, but, like, we weren't really, really good friends or anything. And the guy lives up the block from me, but we were really never friends or anything. They weren't very friendly, and they went in, and supposedly he didn't have his ID on him. So they walked off to the side for a minute. The two of them are, like, whispering, you know, whatever. So then they start walking back out, and they're like, oh, hi, Lori, how you doing? And what are you up to? And blah, blah, blah. And this is only just, like, maybe a year after we graduated. So it wasn't like I hadn't seen them in forever, but you just ignored me. Now you're going to talk to me? So I was just, like, playing nice, whatever. And then they said, well, Lori, you know, you know how old he is. You know, we're all old enough. actually, now that I think about it, we were old enough, so it was probably a couple of years after we graduated, but still. And I was like, well, listen, hey, sorry, if you don't have an ID, you can't get in. And they just looked at me like shocked, but I didn't care. You weren't going to be nice to me until you needed me. I was like, uh-uh, no way. And so that's that. And also, Colleen, now that you say you feel guilty about the makeup, and I forget who it was, but somebody wrote in, now I feel freaking stupid, too. So now, although I'm not going to go buy makeup and return it to a different store, I just maybe won't do it again, possibly, but we'll see. All right, and I think that is it. So I will finish listening to it, and I know it's getting late. We'll see if I call back with another update. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so nice. We've started a revolution.
Perfect segue.
Fantastic segue. I was thinking that as well, because our next topic is, and Lori, don't feel bad, because I felt bad enough for all of us. Seriously, and good on you, because that was freaking awesome to
seriously. Yeah.
I would have. I was like picturing you like Indiana Jones, no ticket, being like no ID. Well, that is a good segue about from all of the feedback saying that I'm a thief. We're not a thief. But first, we do need to get to an email that is not related to that, that we should get to first. And that email is from Ro. What would you do? Hi, ladies. Hope you all had a great holiday weekend. Something jarring happened the other night, and I thought I'd like everyone on the broadcast to weigh in. This is going to be a little long, so bear with me. That's what she said. Anyway, on a more serious note, I had gone to a big box store to pick up a couple of things and parked my car two spots away from the shopping cart receptacle, pretty far from the entrance, because people in parking lots park and drive crazily.
True.
There were no other cars next to mine. I would say I was in the store about a half an hour getting odds and ends. When I came back, I noticed there was an SUV parked next to me closer to the shopping cart receptacle, and the headlights were on. I figured that this was because they were on a delay shutoff, as my headlights are. I unloaded my shopping cart and proceeded to put it back in the receptacle, because leaving shopping carts in parking spaces makes me absolutely nuts and I would never do it.
Same. I appreciate you.
Yeah, me too.
Seriously.
As I walk my car around, see, I would never do that. As I walk my cart around the SUV, I noticed that not only were the headlights still on, but the engine was on. I immediately said out loud, oh no, don't tell me, and came back around the car. As soon as I heard the engine running, I just knew. Sure enough, there was a very small baby in the car seat alone in the back. Not only was the baby awake, the baby was drinking a bottle. I was beside myself. I just kept saying, how could someone do that in this day and age? It wasn't hot out. It was around dinner time. But I don't care what the weather is. No parent should leave an infant alone in a car. I'm sure the parent said what many parents have must have said over the years. I'll just run in and grab one thing and be right out. Well, running into a big box store is never a quick thing, especially not where I live. I just couldn't believe it. Pick up the baby and bring it in with you. The baby wasn't even sleeping. And babies can choke while they're drinking. And somebody can hit a car in the parking lot, and so on. And on and on. I was really flabbergasted. I got in my car and tried to figure out what to do. My heart was pounding a mile a minute, and I had dozens of thoughts running through my head. I didn't want to call the police because, first of all, by the time the police got there, I figured the parent would be back. The other thing was that I wasn't sure if it was really my place to put this baby in a children's services situation and to put this family in such a situation. I also wasn't sure if someone could figure out that it was me and there might be retribution. You just never know these days. Of course, what this parent did was wrong, but I didn't know what my role in this situation could or should be. I decided that I couldn't drive away because I'll never forgive myself if I heard the news that a baby was taken or injured or died in the parking lot of the store near my house. I was pretty sure the parent would be back very soon, but you just never know. I decided I couldn't leave. I sat in my car until I saw someone walking up the aisle looking as if they were headed to this particular car. I drove away so the person wouldn't see me and then drove around the parking lot to make sure that this person got in that car. She did, and I drove home. What would you each do in this situation? It really upsets me to think that someone would leave an infant awake and alone in a car drinking a bottle. Sigh. Thanks for reading, Ro.
Jeez.
You didn't mention, like, the engine's on, so it's just like, hey, kidnappers, like...
Right, like, I think someone would jump in and, like, steal the car and the baby.
Like, let's see how easy we can make this for you.
Right.
That's insane. I wouldn't leave a dog in the car, much less.
Well, unless it's, you know, I know a lot of, like, new cars, it's like, you know, it's like a button press and it's like a button on your keychain. So, like, but I don't understand.
Okay. Honestly, not okay, clearly.
No.
I've run a lot of errands with an infant now and have for the last 4 years run errands with a kid. And there are so many times when you're like, oh my God, it would be so much quicker if I could just run in and pick up these photos from Walgreens. I can see the entrance to the store or something like that. Like Zach, because he always asks, can I stay in the car? And every single time I'm like, no, no, no. And he's like 4. So an infant, I can't imagine. And that is 100% not okay. Like, because like you said, you don't know what could happen while they're eating that bottle. I mean, you guys hear on how many podcasts, like, Alex chokes when he is breastfeeding.
Right.
So, like, a bottle, like, they don't even really control the flow of that. So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
This is what I would have done. I would have sat by the car, and I would have waited. And depending on who came out, I might have said... Oh, okay, good. I'm glad that you're here. I saw your baby was alone. And I don't care if they were like, bitch, it's none of your business. Because my guess is they probably would have felt shame over anything else. And I've been like, oh, good. I'm glad you're here. I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay and that somebody got back to this poor baby okay.
Yeah. And meanwhile, having already taken a picture of the license plate
waiting
for them, just in case.
And upload it to iCloud. And maybe save it in my Instagrams just in case something happened to me. Not grammed it, but, you know, like save draft.
Prepped to.
Yeah, save draft, yeah.
Yeah.
Or dropped a pin in my location. My other thing is I would have given it probably like, depending on, if it was hot outside, I would have marched my ass into the store and been like, here's the license plate. You need to get the fuck back to your car. But since what she described didn't sound like they were in danger of like weather or whatever, I would have probably given it like 10 or 15 minutes and then gone into the store and been like, you know, hey, there's a kid in here. I need to page the owner of this car to come back out. Just because like...
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's a really good way to deal with it. Because then you can still felt uncomfortable, you could be anonymous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they on the loudspeaker paging the owner to go back to your Ford Corolla and pick up your infant child who's alone in there.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to leave children in the car.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
I believe that there was a state in the Midwest that just passed a free range parenting bill.
Or law
where you can, I know, right? Back to eggs again, guys.
Yeah. Grain fed.
No hormones.
Where parents won't be prosecuted or something if they let their kid like play outside without them watch there or walk to the store. You know,
you mean like the 1980s?
Or, yeah, kind of like bringing back the 80s. But an infant.
An infant.
Not okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can make a case if it's a 9-year-old in the car and the parent, you know. Yeah. I don't even know if you can make
but
a case
even
for
that. I think you can make a case for, like, a bratty, like, 14-year-old that's just being a little shit.
Right.
But like Rona said, like, I understand the hesitation, too, to, like, call child services because, like,
yeah.
Is that going to do more harm than good? Like, what if this really is just like an isolated incident? And like, but at the same time, you can't do nothing.
You can't do nothing.
What a terrible.
Also, not for nothing, but for that lazy bitch, if it was an infant, you just have the click connect and you just lift the car seat out. and put it in your shopping cart.
Seriously.
Yeah. Right. Like, technology has made it so much easier.
It's actually easier to shop with an infant while they're still there than when they get to be toddler age and you have to physically take them out of the car. I'm just
right. You have to bite them out of the thing, out of the contraption.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, I think she handled it.
Well. I think you handled it well, and we're all just as enraged as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. I've never seen anything like that. Thankfully, I guess.
Thankfully.
It's not a common occurrence, I suppose.
Right. It's like you're just going to the store to freaking buy milk, and then you're stuck with this, like, existential crisis.
Yes. What do you do? Like, moral quandary. What is your
right.
Moral?
Oh.
I know.
Like, that's not how you thought your day was going.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah. But thank you for watching that baby on behalf of parents everywhere. I know you're a parent as well, but.
And even not parents. Like, I'm happy that you watched that.
Good human beings.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
All right. So we have, like, 3 pages of feedback over this. And I know how, like, 2 episodes ago, so gung-ho, like, I want to have a discussion about what's stealing, what's not. And then I got my wish, and I'm super excited about all of this. But I also have a desire to keep the show a reasonable length that will make people want to listen to it.
That's
so
what she said?
Sure. I'll give it to you.
Cool.
That's what she said.
Oh, there you go. We just had a circle. That's what she said.
Oh, I just keep going.
That's what the feedback from last week said.
Oh my God, Matt is dying right now.
Come on, Matt. Give it to us. Give it to us, Matt.
That's what she said too. The dying thing, I was like, can't make that into a joke. But then I got really excited because in French, an orgasm is also referred to as a small death. So that's what she said too. It all works.
It all works. That's what she said.
If she's lucky.
If she's lucky. All right, so next week, we super promise we have a voicemail from John. We have a crap load of feedback also from somebody named John, and from Greg, and from Dennis, and from Eric, and from Pamela. And
A lot of people.
And from you, if you decide to write in because you have another week to get your thoughts in, please, we're...
You could have made that into a... Sorry.
You have another week to get it in.
Get it in, get it up, however you choose to do it.
Pins and needles, everybody. Pins and needles. And actually, next week, we have special guests that are going to be on the show.
Yes,
The women creators behind the... And by women creators, I mean the creators behind the web series Boink that's coming out next week. Or it's coming out, I guess, in 2 weeks. And the 3 ladies who created it, they have a Kickstarter. And they will be on the show alongside, I believe, one of the actresses in the show. So we are going to have Jensen, Natalie, Olivia, who are the co-creators, and Brian, who I actually went to high school with, will be on next week. So if you have any, we will post the link to the Kickstarter campaign. I'm sorry, the Kickstarter is already done. So we'll post all the links of the promotion stuff for it. If you guys are interested, it's a 5-minute web series. 5-minute episode web series about a group of people who work for an online dating company, and it looks really funny and it looks like really fun. So if you have any questions for them, go to the Facebook group janejack.com/group/janejackgroups. We'll have the little promo video for it in there. Watch it before we record on April 17th and send us any questions that you have for them, including their game to talk about anything. So if you want to talk about anything like online dating or Hollywood related or rather entertainment related or whatever, there's your chance. You have some wonderful women coming up in the industry who are willing to talk about it, talk about anything. And I know, Amanda, you really want to hear about their DP.
I do.
Ashley Shandy.
It's not a fan.
I heard he works with James Franco.
I heard he did too. Name drop much.
Anyway, the broadcasters3@gmail.com, or can give us a call for any feedback. 331-276-2373. Definitely check that out in our Facebook group. And I think we're going to finish the show with an email from the past. A blast from the past.
Okay, so Alicia wrote in to the podcast and asks us, do you even remember this conversation? She had me hooked from the very subject line. Hello, hello. I'm a brand new listener who found your podcast through the Real Weird Sisters.
Yay!
I just finished listening to episode 1.3, Tequila.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Oh, that was so good.
I know.
Yes. And I had a few comments. Of course, I'm a couple of years behind, so you may not even remember these conversations, but I'm doing it anyway.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. My vagina's name, based on the last movie I watched, is Final Destination.
Mine is I, Tanya.
Oh, I almost finished that movie and really liked it.
Fantastic so movie.
Yeah. I guess mine right now would be called Oh Lucy.
Ooh, Lucy.
It's kind of weird.
Oh my God, I went to see a movie this weekend too, and I'm like blanking on what movie. Oh my God, guys, is this what old age is?
Yes. When you think, just blurt it out, and we'll try to remember if that's why you're blurting out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It'll come to me.
That's what she said. Okay.
My story in regards to your discussion about women changing their name when they get married. I have quite possibly the best last name ever.
She does.
Mm-hmm. However, when I got married, I changed it to my husband's last name because that is just what was the norm. Over the years, I realized how much my own last name meant to me and how much of a part of my identity it was. A few years into marriage, I got a tattoo of my last name, hoping that it would be enough. It wasn't. A couple of years later, I decided to legally change my name back to my maiden name. I have never wanted kids, so that wasn't an issue. I lived in California at the time, and in order to change my name, when not connected to a marriage or divorce, I had to pay $450-ish.
What?
Yes, which, side note, my some of my brothers have also changed their names, but related to marriage.
That, yeah.
Yes. They also had to pay upwards of $450 in court filing fees, even though it was connected to marriage, because they are men. And apparently that's not a thing that's okay to do. Anyway, I also had to advertise in the newspaper once a week for 4 consecutive weeks my intent to change my name and the time and place of my court hearing, which cost about $150.
Yeah, Jane side note, has to do I find that this. Too.
Ah, yes. It's fascinating, though, that like, the means and technology hasn't changed, like
right.
Advertise in a newspaper. Okay, I showed up. Right, I showed up on my court day and had to stand in front of a judge and declare my reasoning for my name change. The judge liked my reasoning. I like my last name more. No one showed up to object, so I was granted my request. Question also here: does that mean if somebody had?
Yeah, I think that's why you put it in the newspaper saying,
right?
Like, I'm sorry, who are you, random person, to come and like tell me that I can't change my name?
Can you imagine how fucked up that would be? Like, people who scour the newspaper ads and then go and object to shit like name changes.
Well, but I think it's like someone has to have a reasonable objection. Like, judge can still throw it out and be like, denied.
Oh, absolutely. But can you imagine the slight panic that you would have if somebody like stood up from the back of the courtroom and was like, yes, Your Honor, I object to this name change. You're like, oh my God, like the thing.
Especially if it's someone you've never seen before.
Yeah. And you're like, my God, did I hitchhike and do drugs with you?
Right. There was that 2 weeks of my life that I just can't seem to remember what I did.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay. So, nobody objected. So I was granted my request. Okay. If I had been able to see into the future, I would have just waited a few years until I got divorced and done it then, because it was quite a hassle.
Sounds like it.
It was well worth it, though. My name is so important to me and so much a part of my identity. If I ever get married again, I will not be taking my husband's last name. Of course, now I have a tattoo of my own last name. which seems quite self-centered.
Not at all.
Yes, exactly. Tattoos are supposed to be self-centered. It's like what you choose to put on your body.
It's like half the point of them.
Exactly. However, over the years, it has come to mean something quite important. My marriage was not great, hence the divorce, and neither was the relationship I had after that. Both of those relationships slowly stole away parts of my identity. Now my tattoo serves as a reminder to never let anyone change who I am at the core or take away my identity. I like that.
Me too.
On the subject of not wanting kids, I have never wanted them. I like kids just fine. They're fun to hold and play with and all that. I've just never wanted any of my own.
Not the kids part. They're fun to hold and play with. Because we're talking, you know, balls.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a ball quest. Okay.
It's the mix. It's the mixing of these subjects that is making, it's like reminding me of why I skipped ahead of the Hermione Snape mashup. Some things I just can't. Okay. I've just never wanted any on my own. Luckily, I'm 35 and finally at the age where people have stopped asking me when I'm going to have kids. But I've heard it all. It's different when they're your own. You're selfish for not wanting kids, etc. Of course, the most common question, why don't you want kids? To which I respond, why do I need a reason not to want them? I just don't. Never have. The worst thing someone ever said to me, interestingly, it was said by a man, was, I'm not a complete and real woman because I don't want kids.
Oof,
needless to say, I never spoke to him again.
Correct response.
Yes, exactly.
The actual fuck.
Just my thoughts on the episode. I look forward to getting caught up and maybe occasionally writing in with comments that will remind you of conversations from years ago. You guys are doing a great job at sparking so many interesting thoughts and conversations. Keep up the good work. You're way behind, listener. Alicia Friend.
Oh my god, I love it.
Love it. And
right? Almost... It's so much better when you leave it to the end, the last name. I literally read it and I was like, wait, her last name is Friend?
Amazing. I was going to say during the tattoo subject, and I didn't want to spoil it, is you could just pretend you're Southern if you really didn't want to seem self-centered and write hey in front of it. Because, you know, everybody down South is like, hey, friend. Bye, friend.
Oh, I say that. I'm like, oh, hi, friend.
No,
I read a lot of emails at work that way, or like pick up the phone. I'll like, be like, hi, friend.
I mean, Colby will be like, hello, friend, or hey, friend to me on GChat. But like down here, it's... Our immediate past president at work of our board was a big, like, hey, friend, so much so that the incoming president this year bought her a T-shirt that said, hey, friend, as her outgoing gift.
Oh, that's funny.
I know.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, she bought him a Hillary T-shirt, and he's a big Republican, so it was really funny. Nice.
Nice. More ways than one.
It was an I'm with her shirt, and I was like, can I have that if you're
going to
use it?
You were like, can I add an S?
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to cherish this for the joke. And I was like, good sense of humor, buddy. I didn't say buddy, though, because he's my president. But you know what I mean.
Good sense of humor, friend.
Yeah. Bye, friend.
Bye, friend.
Anyway.
No, but seriously, though, that was like such a fun walk down memory lane.
I know.
And I'm so happy that Alicia Friend is
our new friend.
She's now our friend.
Yes.
I remembered the movie.
Oh, yes.
I was like halfway through and I was just like, hold it in your brain. Hold it in your brain. So my vagina's current name is Death of Stalin. Yeah, it's good, right? It's good. Let that just kind of sink in for a minute. Mm-hmm.
I was going to...
Nice.
Yesterday when Alex was sleeping all day, I was thinking about taking him just to see a movie because he would have slept through it. And I was going to go see the Blockers movie. And that could have been my vagina's new name.
Oh, so good.
I would like to.
I just signed up for Movie Pass today. So maybe when the Movie Pass comes in, maybe that will be the first movie I go see with it.
Oh my god.
I think we all need to actually see it. John was messaging us in our tribe chat that like some article that I don't want to read because there are spoilers, but I'm kind of intrigued. I'm like kind of like ironically want to see it, but
yeah,
also
me too.
Intrigued want to see it.
Well, because is it directed by a woman or written by a woman?
Written by a woman, right?
I knew it was one or the other. I can't remember
now.
Oh, yeah,
because that kind of changed my mind about it too. I was like, oh, Okay, well.
No, because we made fun of her about how.
Yeah, it's like the wife of one of the dude bros.
Directed by Kay Cannon. Screenplay by two dudes. Okay.
But there was something that John sent us that was like talking about how it might actually be like kind of a feminist movie. And I'm still not holding my breath, but like I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm intrigued. And since it's come up now on the podcast.
Since it's come up now. Maybe we can make an attempt to see it in honor of having three women creators on next week. But I make no guarantees.
Yeah, I won't have my movie passed by then.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, at some point.
I suppose I could pay for it, but now I'm a little like,
You're like, why am I going to spend $10 on a movie when I just can spend $10 on all the movies?
I'm sorry, $10 to see a movie? Bless you. That's cute.
Yeah.
Aww. I think it's $10 just to buy the popcorn. Pretty sure movies in the city, the cheapest you can get are like 13.
Fair enough. I'm going to respond to Alicia, our Alicia friend right now.
And our Alicia friend.
Our Alicia friend.
And say, hey, friend. No, I won't do that because she doesn't heard this yet. So it's not funny and for another, you know, 77 episodes for her. But we read your email on the show tonight. And loved it. Thank you for writing in. Continue to do so because this has been an awesome trip down memory lane. Yay. Thanks. And welcome to the party, Amanda, Shandy Pants, and Colleen.
Hooray.
Okay, Alicia, someday you're going to hear that when we responded to your email, and that's going to be a trip down your memory lane.
Yeah. Is that that's what she said?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that we should also like periodically check in and see what our vaginas are named.
Yes,
I like that.
We totally
should. I'm into it.
Oh my God, there could be a day that we all see the Blockers movie and our vaginas have the same name.
Oh my God, our vaginas would be sunk up. Sunk up with the same name.
What is the funniest named movie that we can all watch for a little while we're here in May?
Oh.
Yeah. Let's start thinking.
Yeah,
preferably. We're gonna have to workshop this though, because it's gonna have to be something that I can get for free on Netflix, iTunes, or not iTunes, rather Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. Because I don't want to buy one. No offense, I love you guys, but I'm not.
No, that's fair. You have enough apps that you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm not like $5.99 committed to this joke, but I am.
I could throw down six.
Okay.
Six bone. Also, I feel like Matt might have some really good ideas.
Oh, absolutely.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Throwing down the gauntlet to Matt.
Boom. Gauntlet thrown. All right. Thank you guys for listening this week. Please go to the Facebook group. Check out the Boink trailer so you can be prepared for... the women when they are on for, I'm sorry. So you can be prepared for Jensen, Natalie, Olivia, and Brian next week when they are on. Thank you to our patrons, especially Molly the Millennial Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Molly the Magnificent, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so by going to patreon.com/jandjack. You can go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today. If you are so inclined, you can shop through our Amazon's affiliates link, and that is janejack.com/Amazon for all of your shopping needs. Or if you're just so inclined, go to Amazon Prime and tell me what's covered. That would be a funny movie name for us to name our vaginas. If you'd like to name our vaginas, now's your chance. There's a line that's crossed somewhere with that, but
I'm okay with that.
We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and finally, check out the T-Fury shop that we have. There's broadcast stickers. I'm hoping that we can get an I'm With Her shirt up there soon. Jacob, if you're listening, shout out. But thanks, Jacob, for doing all of that. We've got Lost Podcast stuff up there. There's a Ramblecast Chris Slightly Outside of Boston sticker. There's a broadcast sticker. There's a Westworld t-shirt. There's a bunch of stuff on there. I think it's janedack.com/store, but the link will also be in the show notes because it's like tfury.com, or not tfury. Tfury, my goodness. teespring.com/store/janedack or something like that. It's in the show notes. So be sure to check that out today as well. And, oh, check out Potter Erotica. And if you're so inclined and would like to put something together for the broadcast players, we are itching to make a
record. Oh, my God. Yes, please.
Yeah, bring us back. Bring the broadcast players back. Make us great again. If the broadcast players want to have some actresses on for next week, we could do that too. We could workshop this. All right. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have anything else to talk about? I'm a liar and a thief next week, or in 2 weeks, who knows, depending on how the next week's episode goes. Anybody else?
No, I'm good.
I just got two redheaded blank stares, so I'm going to know. I realized last week when I was editing that I say "on" and "on that note" a lot, so I'm going to not say that this time and just say, my name is Colleen.
Oh, you gotta have a catchphrase. I like "on that note." It's your sign off.
But I never realized I say it so much. It's kind of like my, like when Jay used to go "anyways," or somebody that goes, you know, because I do that a lot too, but I do do.
No, I do do in my dreams.
In your dreams.
In your dreams.
Poop eggs. No,
only in my dreams.
It's totally normal, like part of language. We please ourselves too much.
Yep.
That's
better than just a big old so that's the end.
On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And thanks for listening. Peace out, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.